Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
I love what Romans 12:5 reminds us when it says, Christ makes us one body and individuals who are connected to each other. There's a lot of things that healthy churches do. Certainly, it helps us center on God, but honestly, it also helps us connect with other believers. Think about it this way. God didn't put you on this earth to live in isolation. While you're here on this earth, God wants you to learn to love other people, and he wants you to practice loving other people, and one of the best places to do that is through the church. Again, here's what Romans 12:5 says. It says, Christ makes us one body. Think about that. One body and individuals who are connected to each other. And so this is a reminder about the church, that one of the aspects of a church is we're part of a family. We're part of something bigger than us. There's a connection that once you place your trust in Jesus, once you become a child of God, you actually become a brother or a sister to somebody else. One of the ways that the New Testament talks about the church is it talks about this idea of the body. I love this paraphrase version of Romans 12:5 from the Message, where it says, the body we're talking about is Christ's body of chosen people. Each of us finds our meaning and our function as part of his body. But as a chopped off finger or a cut off toe, we wouldn't amount to much. And so there's this reminder built into scripture that our spiritual life doesn't amount to anything if we're disconnected from God's family. If you think about your body in this way, if you're to cut off your finger, if you're cut off your toe, it's not only going to stop growing, but it's also not going to live. It has to be connected to the rest of the body. And in a similar way, that's the way our spiritual lives are. We need each other in the body of Christ if we want to grow spiritually and if we want to fulfill God's purpose for our lives. Honestly, I think this is a missing ingredient for a lot of us. In our culture especially, we're wired to think just about us individually. We're taught to compete with other people instead of completing other people. And so what happens, one of the dangers, is if we live our spiritual lives in isolation, is it's just not going to flourish the way that God created it to. Now, some of you listening to this are wired to connect with others naturally. You love it. Others listening, maybe you find that you prefer isolation. No matter which extreme you find yourself in, there's something in the middle about being appropriately individual in our walk with God, but connected with other people. We need both. Years ago, there was this mental health study that was done, and here's what it discovered. It brought light to the fact that if you isolate yourself from other people, and if you don't develop close friendships in a small group, you're actually 3 times more likely to die an early death. You're actually 4 times more likely to suffer emotional burnout. You're 5 times more likely to be clinically depressed. And listen to this, you're 10 times more likely to end up hospitalized for an emotional or a mental disorder. And so it's crazy to think about this, but for our own mental health and for our spiritual growth, we need to be connected to other people. We need to be part of a small group of people that we're doing life with, that we're part of the family of God. And the challenge for every single one of us is to get connected and to stay connected. And I just want to put just a quick action step in here. There's a lot of ways to do this. I know on Thursdays when this podcast drops, we've got a group of people that meet to pack backpacks for our schools. That's a great way to stay connected. And there's other folks that go out to the Path Project and they mentor on the week during the week, and that's a great way to stay connected. There's half hour here. There's a lot of ways to be connected, but one fantastic way to do that through the church is through small group Bible studies. I'm telling you, there's something that happens not just in your spiritual life, but in your relational life when you get connected to a small group. And coming up in June, there's some easy ways to do that. Maybe you're not ready to sign up for the rest of your life, but man, for the 4 or 5 weeks that you have available in the month of June, we have 4 different options. We have options at 9:30 and options at 11 that are brand new, they're short term, and they would be an easy way to take a next step, maybe put your tippy toe in and give it a try and see if you don't see the benefit of staying connected with other people. The Living Bible quotes Ephesians 2:19 this way. It says, you are members of God's very own family and you belong in God's household with every other Christian. Well, I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I hope that you'll get connected and that you will stay connected. Have a great one.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.